We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. House committee takes testimony on impeachment questions. We've got the story.
Man injured in traffic accident in North Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A Wichita woman accused of running over a sheriff's deputy will go to trial. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The Sedgwick County Commission didn't take long to complete business Wednesday. A highlight of what they worked on a little later.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A low-pressure system in the west-central part of the country was going to be bringing us some rain, but now it looks like it will only be clouds. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
A shooting this morning in South Wichita. Around 5 a.m., first responders were called to 2614 South Topeka. 22-year-old woman taken to a hospital with a wound to her upper arm. No more details were immediately available.
Public testimony yesterday as the House Judiciary Committee took up the inquiry against President Trump.
Four constitutional law professors were the witnesses for the first hearing of the House Judiciary Committee as it takes over the impeachment probe. Professor Jonathan Turley from George Washington University Law School was the one expert arguing against impeaching President Trump.
If you were going to make a case to George Washington that you could impeach over a conversation he had with another head of state, I expect his hair, his powdered hair, would catch on fire.
Pamela Carlin, a law professor from Stanford University, said she's taken her role in this probe so seriously, it cut her holiday quite short.
I ate like a turkey that came to us in the mail that was already cooked, because I was spending my time doing this.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
A deadly shooting at Pearl Harbor. Fox's Aisha Hasni has more.
A Navy official tells Fox News the shooter was an active duty U.S. Navy petty officer. His name has not yet been released, but he was found dead at the scene with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. And now we know two of the three civilian shipyard workers that he shot are also dead. The shooting happened about 2:30 p.m. local time in the shipyard's Dry Dock 2. The base was immediately put on lockdown. This happening just 3 days before Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
Navy officials say the shooter was a crew member of a submarine currently in port at the base. A Wichita man injured in a pair of accidents in northwest Wichita Wednesday night in the northbound lanes of I-235 near Zoo Boulevard. Highway Patrol reports two vehicles were involved in a collision. When one of the drivers got out to check on the damage, he was hit by another vehicle. 35-year-old Daniel Ferris hospitalized in serious condition. Another driver was taken to a hospital as a precaution.
Wichita police say a man was working in a rail yard in the 2600 block of North New York when he was killed Tuesday evening. Officer Charlie Davidson says first responders were told that a worker was under a train at the Union Pacific facility.
Upon arrival, a 46-year-old male was located with critical injuries, and he was pronounced deceased on the scene. The investigation at this time has revealed the male was working with a crew moving train cars for loading when he was unfortunately struck and fatally injured. Our investigation is still ongoing.
That victim was from McPherson. His name has not been released.
A woman accused of running over and dragging a Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy will stand trial.
45-year-old Melissa Heinzman is charged with aggravated battery against a law enforcement officer, leaving the scene of an accident and interference with law enforcement. The charges stem from an incident on June 23rd when Heinzman was pulled over by a deputy and allegedly took off, dragging the deputy and running over his ankles. On Wednesday, Heinzman waived a preliminary hearing. Her trial has now been set for January the 8th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
It took just 25 minutes for the Sedgwick County Commission to complete its weekly meeting.
The county accepted a $50,000 grant from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment that will go to the Sedgwick County Health Department. The grant will address prevention of drug and opioid-involved morbidity and mortality. Chris Seward from the Health Department explained a part of what the grant will do to help the county.
The health department will be able to perform several activities. To name a few, we will develop a system to routinely collect, analyze, and evaluate data from law enforcement, mental health, and substance abuse agencies in Sedgwick County.
The agency will also be able to analyze data from the Sheriff's Office and ComCare and also be able to maintain their website. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
KNSS News, I'm now 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Shocker men's basketball tonight at Coke Arena and our weekly Minute with Mitch. Get a Chiefs preview. It's all coming up in sports.
Have you ever thrown millions of dollars into the trash? Someone in Arizona might have. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A possible breakthrough for the treatment of a disease ravaging the mind.
A drug that curbs delusions in Parkinson's patients did the same for people with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. It's a rare case of a study halted early because the benefits seemed clear. The drug targets some of the most troubling symptoms that patients and caregivers face, hallucinations that often lead to anxiety, aggression, and physical and verbal abuse. If regulators agree, the drug could become the first treatment specifically for dementia-related psychosis and the first new medicine for Alzheimer's in nearly two decades. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Instagram is taking steps to require age verification for users.
Most Instagrammers only needed to say they're at least 13 years old to sign up, but now the photo sharing app will require new users to prove it by submitting birth dates. The age verification policy is a win-win for privacy advocates and advertisers. It provides additional safeguards to protect children from inappropriate material while expanding the audience for alcohol and other age-restricted products. Since most teens can't prove their age, Instagram will have to rely on the honor system, but artificial intelligence could eventually help the app verify ages of its 1 billion users. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Have you ever thrown millions of dollars in the trash? Well, it might have happened to someone in Arizona.
The unknown winner of a $14 million lottery ticket never came forward to claim the money, and now the deadline has passed. The pick, winning ticket, was called on June 5th, 2018, after being sold at a Circle K store in Goodyear, Arizona. A spokesperson for the Arizona Lottery announcing Monday marked the 180-day period the winner had to come forward. Well, the good news here, the money's not going to be a complete loss. A lottery spokesperson says it'll go toward a mix of community partners and future prize winnings. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Okay, out there by Goddard on Kellogg, we have some stuff going down in traffic right now. We had a traffic accident over there in that area. And then after that traffic accident, there was another traffic accident kind of in that same area. Again, that's eastbound Kellogg, 167th Street West. And that's in the Goddard area. We got phone calls that, on that one from Traffic Tracker Carl. So thank you, Carl, for giving us the heads up there. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Dry and quiet weather will continue again today across south central Kansas. If we see any rain at all, it would be just a few sprinkles later on today. The high this afternoon near 60. Breezy tonight, Harlow 34, and in a clearing sky, windy and colder on Friday with a high 44. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 35 degrees, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the third year in a row by the Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. All right, it's 8:11 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Had a sunny, mild day across central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 59 degrees. Normal high for the date is 47, so a pretty nice day yesterday. Just a reminder again that tomorrow, Friday, Fridays are always a big day with Steve and Ted. We always have great things going on, like Mitch Holt is coming in talking about the Chiefs and so forth. Tomorrow we have something very special.
Huge.
Front row seats for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, taking stage at Wichita's Intrust Bank Arena. They're going to be there tomorrow night.
Right.
And we have front row tickets tomorrow morning.
We're giving away front row tickets day of concert.
Day of concert. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra should be a great show at Interest Bank Arena, so you need to be listening tomorrow morning for your chance to win.
Heck yes.
You could be going to see that to TSO, courtesy of Stephen Ted of the Morning.
In the front row.
In the front row, baby.
How about that?
Yeah, we couldn't get you tickets on stage.
Yeah, that's the only thing we couldn't do is get stage passes, but we're putting you in the front row.
In the front row? What the heck? How about that? All right, Ted, see, this is the fifth day of December. And on this date in 1933, national prohibition came to an end as Utah became the 36th state to ratify the 21st Amendment to the Constitution, repealing the 18th Amendment. Now, prohibition...
It's a bit ironic that it was Utah that put that over the top.
Yeah, now, prohibition was, you know, America had a drinking problem. Most countries did. And there was a big movement to prohibit liquor sales. And one of the people involved, really involved, was Carrie Nation. It was from, was it Caldwell or Kiowa? She was from southern Kansas, and she busted up bars with a hatchet, did one right here in Wichita, as a matter of fact, and got prohibition. Anyway, they finally put it into play there in the 20s, but then, you know, people didn't like that very much, so they went, changed it, got a new amendment to the Constitution, and brought it back.
By the way, what do you think of the Carrie Nation statue?
Where is it?
Douglas and St. Francis.
Have I ever even seen it? Where is it new?
It's fairly new.
Okay. I don't think that I've even paid attention to it. Douglas and St. Francis is a perfect spot.
Right.
Because on that corner, you know, where the Carey House Hotel used to be, it's now an apartment building, of course. Mm-hmm. That's where she smashed the bar. In fact, I've seen the bar she smashed. Used to be in there.
Yeah.
When we worked at KFH on the other end of the block, we went down there and took a tour, and there it was. And it was explained to me that she was not getting a whole lot of publicity until she came to Wichita, smashed that bar, and there was a guy from the Associated Press there, and all of a sudden she's worldwide news. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's there, okay? I'm surprised we've got it there, but anyway.
I guess it's correct that she is facing the trouble.
It's trouble.
The statue has its back to the street.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's technically right that she's facing the hotel.
Yes, it was in the bar there.
But when you drive by, all you see is this hunk of metal. You don't know what it is.
Don't know what it is? Okay.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's not showcased very well, I don't feel.
Oh, that's what you're saying. All right.
You just drive by, and all you see is this big thing of metal. It's like, what's that? Well, it's a Carrie Nation statue, but you can't see it unless
Nation.
You're on the other side of it, on the actual sidewalk.
This encourages people to walk, Ted.
I guess.
All right. Now,
I wish it were showcased better, is what I'm saying.
Well, it might be, but they need some electric power down there, maybe from an eel. All right?
All right.
This segues into my next story about electric eels. You know, electric eels produce what? Electricity. But visitors to the Tennessee Aquarium may be shocked to find out an electric eel on display can churn out enough juice to light a Christmas tree.
Hey, nice.
God. Officials at the aquarium in Chattanooga say the eel, named Miguel Watson, has a special system in its tank that channels its shocks to power strings of lights on a nearby tree. Not only is Watson, that's W-A-T-T, get it, Watt.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Considered a current attraction. He also has an electric personality. He actually has his own Twitter account.
Hey!
How about that?
He's doing better than me.
Yeah. So an eel can power a Christmas tree. Isn't that something? Amazing little tidbits of information you hear with Steve and Ted right here on KNSS. And again, this is going to be so exciting Friday morning.
Tell Evergy about that.
As we give away front row tickets to go see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra here in Wichita.
That's pretty cool.
That should be very, very cool. So that's coming up tomorrow morning, Steve and Ted, right here on KNSS. Another thing, tomorrow during the noon hour, the lunch hour, Ted, I'm going to be at Taco Bell at Pawnee and Seneca.
Yes.
And I will have $98 in Christmas cash for someone driving through the window there, the drive-through window. Getting lunch, you're going to get it. It's free. You're going to get some money from Christmas cash.
Now, how about that?
Now, we've been doing this with Taco Bell for several years, and it is. It does us a lot of good. But we get to meet listeners and see people's faces just light up. Hey, tacos and free money?
Pretty cool deal.
What could be better than that? All right, coming up on 8:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Sports time with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted, and we've got Shocker basketball tonight.
Yep, Shocks at home at Coke Arena. Men's basketball action back at it. Haven't been on the court in 8 days.
Ooh.
Shockers after the Thanksgiving break hosting the Bears of Central Arkansas tonight at Coke Arena. These teams have never met before in men's basketball. Let's get a preview of the game. Here's the Shocker head coach, Greg Marshall, along with the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy.
We practiced very hard Saturday, Sunday, and I'm excited about the progress we made.
Yeah, you had mentioned that, and certainly I guess that's the next step, is just finding out how much did they learn from those experiences that we've talked about, particularly West Virginia, and you'll get a chance to see that here in the next couple of days.
And how much can we improve? How much can we really make better? And how quickly?
Well, those are the questions. We'll see what the answers are tonight. Shocks, coming off that loss to West Virginia. Shocks with a record of 6-1. The Bears are 1-6. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock tonight. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock at Coke Arena, and that's on 103.7 KEYN. JUCO men's basketball in El Dorado last night. Butler Community College hosting Dodge City. Good matchup in conference play. Boy, the Grizz were ready to go on home court, as they usually are. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game, and that was right here on KNSS.
Now works it up top right side to English. Here's a long three. Got it. Boy, Marquis English, no hesitation at all. That's his 10th three of the year, 10 of 27. Young man from Pittsburgh High School. He's got six on the night. The Grizzlies lead is 62-41.
And the Grizzlies go on to win it big, 88-57. Butler still has not lost on home court at the power plant in El Dorado, 5-0, 9-3 overall, as the Grizzlies get the win. Wichita State women lose 68-55 on the road last night at 18th-ranked Missouri State. Shocker ladies see their four-game winning streak snapped. The Shockers went 0-for-10 from three-point range.
Ouch.
Couldn't get any long shots going last night. Yeah. Steve Strain had that one over on Sports Radio KFH. Tonight on KFH at 7 o'clock, Thursday Night Football, and it features the first-place Dallas Cowboys on the road in a key game at the Chicago Bears. Both teams with the same record, 6-6. But the Cowboys are holding a one-game lead in first place atop their division, and Dallas is trying to hold on to that division lead. 7 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In college football, some nice news for Kansas State. As the All-Big 12 Football Awards came out yesterday, the Special Teams Player of the Year in the Big 12 is a freshman from Kansas State, Joshua Youngblood, the first freshman to win Player of the Year in any category in Big 12 history. The guy an average 38 yards per kickoff return. And teams just basically stopped kicking to him.
It's called field position.
Oh, my gosh.
If you can start your series at the 40 or 50-yard line,
it's insane.
Yeah.
He led the nation with three kickoff returns for a touchdown before teams just started avoiding him. So how about that? Freshman from K-State, Joshua Youngblood, Big 12 Special Teams Player of the Year. In JUCO women's basketball last night, Hutchinson Community College beats Neosho 111-53. The Hutchinson women are 10-1 on the season, and they are ranked number 8 in the nation. In college volleyball, the NCAA regional starting today in Kearney, Nebraska, and basically it's a matchup between, it could be a Final Four matchup, 5th-ranked Washburn against 3rd-ranked Concordia St. Paul at noon this afternoon. Of course, Washburn, one of the best volleyball teams in the nation, a top 5 ranking, and they start the NCAA tournament today. In the NBA last night, the Charlotte Hornets clobbered Golden State 106-91. Former Kansas Jayhawk Devontae Graham in the starting lineup for the Hornets with 33 points, 9 assists, and he made a career-high 10 three-pointers.
Wow.
Devontae Graham on fire. The Hornets have won 3 of their last 5. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Denials of quid pro quo. That's coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And on Thursdays, it's time to talk Chiefs football, brought to you by Superior Rents Equipment Rental.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.